Lesson 15. Jesus Christ used his priesthood power to bless others. Purpose: to help each child better understand the power of the priesthood. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Chapter 6, verses 33 through 44. Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 43. Matthew chapter 14, verses 23 through 33. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 13. Section 27, verse 12. And section 124, verse 123. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture accounts. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional readings. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, and 16 through 21. And Gospel Principles, chapter 13. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. Pictures 7-15, Stilling the Storm, Gospel Art Picture Kit 214, number 62139. Picture 7-16, Feeding the 5,000, number 62143. And Picture 7-17, Jesus Walking on the Water. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Turn off a light in the room or turn on a flashlight. Ask what is needed to make the light work. Power. Have the children tell you some of the things we use that need power to work. What other kinds of power are there? Tell the children that today you are going to learn about a power that is the greatest power of all, greater even than the forces of nature. It is the power of God. We call it the priesthood. Alternate attention activity. Show the children a magnet and some pieces of metal. Let the children use the magnet to pull the pieces of metal across the table. If you do not have a magnet, blow up a balloon and rub it on clothing to make it cling to the wall or to one of the children. You could also have a child run a comb through his or her hair several times and then use it to pick up small pieces of paper. What caused the magnet to attract the metal? The balloon to stick to the wall or clothing, or the comb to pick up the paper? The magnet has power that causes the metal to be attracted to it. Static electricity holds the balloon to the wall or clothing and enables the comb to pick up the paper. What other powers can you think of? Lightning, electricity, wind, and so on. Explain to the children that they are going to learn about a power that is the greatest power of all. It is the power of God, the priesthood. Scripture accounts and discussion and application questions. Teach the accounts about Jesus using his power, using the pictures at appropriate times. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 1. Stilling the Storm. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. How did Jesus' disciples feel during the storm? Mark chapter 4, verse 38. Why did they think Jesus didn't care about them? How do you know Heavenly Father cares about you? How did Jesus still the storm? Mark chapter 4, verse 39. What power did Jesus use to still the storm? His power, the priesthood of God. What do we call the power and authority of God? Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verse 123. The priesthood. After calming the storm, what did Jesus ask his disciples? Mark chapter 4, verse 40. How did the disciples feel about Jesus after he calmed the storm? Matthew chapter 8, verse 27. See also Mark chapter 4, verse 41. 2. Feeding the 5,000. Mark chapter 6, verses 33 through 44. Why do you think the people followed Jesus into the wilderness? Mark chapter 6, verse 33. What did Jesus do before he performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000? Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. What power did Jesus use to heal the sick? the power of the priesthood. Who is the source of the power that blesses our lives? Acts chapter 10, verse 38. What power did Jesus use to provide enough food for everyone? What was miraculous about the amount of food that was left? John chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. See also Mark chapter 6, verses 42 through 44. 3. Jesus heals a boy with an unclean spirit. Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 43. What was wrong with the man's son? Luke chapter 9, verses 38 through 40. What did the man ask Jesus to do? What was Jesus able to do for the boy? Luke chapter 9, verse 42. How did the people who were with Jesus react to this miracle? Luke chapter 9, verse 43. Who else had the man gone to for help? Luke chapter 9, verse 40. Why do you think the disciples couldn't help the man and his son? Why did Jesus call his disciples faithless? Luke chapter 9, verse 41. Why do you think faith is necessary for the power of the priesthood to work? 4. Walking on the water. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Through what power did Jesus walk on the water to the boat where his disciples were? What did the disciples think when they first saw him? Matthew chapter 14, verse 26. What did Jesus say to them? Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. Summary discussion and application questions. Explain that Jesus performed these four miracles through his power. He also performed many other miracles using the power of the priesthood. Jesus has shared his power with bearers of the priesthood today. Peter, James, and John received the keys of the priesthood on the Mount of Transfiguration. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. These priesthood keys were given to Peter, James, and John so they would have the power of the priesthood when Jesus was gone. Peter was to be the president of the church after Jesus was resurrected, and he needed the priesthood keys to carry on the work of the church. What priesthood keys did Moses and Elijah give to Peter, James, and John? Moses gave them the priesthood keys of the gathering of Israel. Elijah gave them the keys of the sealing power. Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 12 through 16. How do we use the keys of gathering today? The 10th Article of Faith. Missionary work. How can you participate in missionary work now, and how can you prepare to serve a full-time mission? Where do we use the sealing keys today? In the temple. How can you prepare to go to the temple? Explain that after the death of Jesus and the apostles, the blessings of the church and the priesthood were taken away from the people on earth. It was necessary for the priesthood to be restored to the earth. Jesus restored his church and the priesthood through Joseph Smith so that all of us could receive the blessings of the priesthood in our lives today. Why is it important for the church to have the priesthood today? What are the two priesthoods? How is the Aaronic priesthood restored? Doctrine and Covenants, section 13. How is the Melchizedek priesthood restored? Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 12. Help the children understand that worthy boys can receive the same priesthood John the Baptist restored to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery when they are 12. Explain that when boys receive the Aaronic priesthood, they are given the power to act in the name of God in blessing the members of their ward or branch. See Enrichment Activity 5. What blessings do we receive through the power of the priesthood? Naming and blessing of babies, baptism, confirmation, the sacrament, temple sealings, and so on. What are some personal blessings we receive through the priesthood? Blessings when sick, father's blessings, home teachers. How has the priesthood blessed your life? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. On folded pieces of paper, write baptism and confirmation, blessing the sick, a father's blessing, temple marriage, and the sacrament. Place the slips in a box or envelope labeled Priesthood Ordinances and Blessings. Ask a child to take out a slip and read it to the class. Discuss the role of the priesthood in the blessing or ordinance. Repeat with the other slips. Ask the children to share experiences they have had with these ordinances and blessings. 2. Review the fifth article of faith and help the children memorize it. 3. Sing or read the words to Master the Tempest is Raging, hymns number 105. 4. Show the video cassette A Boy and the Power of God, segment 3 of Primary Video Collection, number 53179. 5. Explain that when a boy in the church turns 12, he can, if he is worthy, receive the Aaronic priesthood and be ordained to the office of a deacon. Prepare the following word strips. Passes the sacrament. Collects fast offerings. Acts as the bishop's messenger. Takes care of the Lord's property. Ask the children to name the duties of a deacon. As the children give a correct answer, display the appropriate word strip. Help them identify all of the duties by giving hints if necessary. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear your testimony of the power of the priesthood that Jesus had. Also bear testimony that worthy men and boys in the church have the same priesthood power today and that certain blessings are available to us only through the priesthood. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 15. Jesus Christ used his priesthood power to bless others.